All right, really important update here about artificial intelligence. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. I'm the founder of Brighteon, as you may know. The only reason I mention that is because, of course, we have Brighteon.ai as a project website, and we released AI language models free of charge earlier in 2024. I'm thinking it's already 2025. We're going to release a new language model here coming up March 1st, and it's a revolutionary model. And what I have seen demonstrated by this model just in the last, 60 days, it's so mind-blowing, so revolutionary, that the implications of this technology are really profound. And that's what I want to talk with you about here. Also, where OpenAI is now demonstrating what many people believe to be AGI, or Artificial General Intelligence, AGI. Now, Artificial General Intelligence, and this is a term that you're going to hear a lot more in the coming year, AGI. This refers to a level of intelligence that exceeds human intelligence by a lot. And this has just now been demonstrated by OpenAI in a really complex test of better-than-human cognitive capability. There was a tremendous amount of compute power applied to this test. I mean, enormous amounts of electricity driving a lot of hardware. So it's not yet practical to run human-level intelligence on the power consumption that the human brain runs on. See, the human brain only uses, how many watts of power, 150 watts or something. I forgot what the estimates were. It's a few hundred watts, in terms of its caloric consumption. And this was really critical through human ancestry because the human brain needed to be very calorie efficient and yet able to perform high cognitive tasks. Because, of course, our ancestors did not have access to unlimited food supplies like we have now. So the cognitive efficiency of the human brain is really unmatched. So even though we have AI systems now that are matching or exceeding human cognition, they are doing so at enormous energy expense. That will, however, see huge leaps in efficiency in the next year. And the reason that's going to happen is because as of right now, and this is almost the Skynet turning point. Well, it is. As of right now, companies like Google and OpenAI, they can feed enormous resources into this better than human cognition system and give it one problem to solve. Guess what that problem is? It's how do we build better AI? Or how do we achieve high cognitive output functions with a lot less energy? And if you give that model enough time to work on that problem, enough energy inputs, enough tokens, billions of tokens, what have you, then it will spit out step by step the solutions, whether it's materials, whether it's computational, microchip circuit design, altering the structure of the layers of language models. Really, we're going beyond language models. We're going into concept models that are abstracted from language itself. But whatever the answer is, the AI model that now exists, that's just been demonstrated, O3 is the one that I think is most noted for this. That model will tell the engineers how to build the next AI. And then that AI might be, let's say, 10 times more efficient and still have high cognitive capabilities. So then they'll build that according to the instructions that were given to them, to the human engineers, by the AI model. They'll build the next system, and then they'll power that up, and then that will have perhaps greater intelligence or greater efficiency. And then they'll ask that model, hey, how do we take this to the next step? And then that model will calculate it and ponder it and solve it and give the engineers the next model to build and so on, right? You see how this is going to work. Then the humans will build the next model. That'll be another order of magnitude improvement, etc. And very quickly, this is going to happen in 2025. Very quickly, you're going to have rapid advances in AI, cognitive or computational capabilities, reasoning, problem solving, superhuman intelligence, you know, above human. You're going to see those iterations happening extremely rapidly. And a year from now, seriously, this is going to move so quickly. A year from now, let's say Christmas 2025, the world will agree that there is AGI, that there are now silicon systems that vastly surpass human intelligence and that will be put to work on all kinds of, you know, problem solving. A lot of it having to do with government weaponization, advanced material science, computational science, you know, things like that. Even how to build a better bioweapon, because that's what the DoD wants to do. So yeah, AI can build the ultimate death weapon, and that's probably one of the applications that the globalists are looking for. But at the same time now, these advancements in AI, some of them are going to trickle into the private space, into corporations, and ultimately nonprofits. And this trickle effect is already being witnessed. You know, my organization, for example, is one of the beneficiaries of this trickle effect. We are now training our in-house model, which is codenamed Enoch, and we already have early versions of it working. But we're training this on advanced technology that only came into existence earlier in 2024. And it's only been, let's say, it's only been applied to scale in the last, I don't know, 90 days, something like that. Maybe a little bit more, maybe since the summer. But it hasn't been around very long. And if I could show you what these models are capable of, I probably will. I'll probably do a video just demonstrating it. But if I could show you what this is capable of, your mind would be blown. And just to give an example of this, on Twitter, I did this live. I posted on Twitter and I said, hey, this is a real-time exercise. I want somebody to give me a description, 100 words or more, of a concept of a song that you want written. Could be, you know, rap song, country, western, gospel, whatever. But make it a really interesting subject. You know, something fun, something quirky. And then what I'll do is I'll use the in-house AI model I have to generate the lyrics. And then we'll use the Suno model online to generate the actual song and vocals. Music, you know, Suno's a music generator, but you have to give it lyrics. And the lyrics is where, you know, where it's all at, really. So somebody suggested to me to do a song called The Last Library Book on Earth. And it's a song about a lonely library book. It's in the year, I don't know, 2172 or something. And all the other physical books are gone because everything's been digitized and, you know, this is the last lonely book. And so I had our in-house AI generate the rap lyrics, and it generated the verses and the chorus, a really catchy chorus, and, you know, all the lyrics. And then we fed that into the Suno engine with a stylistic prompt to say, I think it was like an alternative fusion rock, something like that. And then it generated multiple songs very quickly within 60 seconds. And then I went through some of those songs, found the one that I liked. And of course it performed all the lyrics, human voice, incredible music. And then I had it generate an MP4 video that contains the lyrics plus cover art, plus of course the song itself. And then I posted that MP4 video to Twitter or X. So that whole process of asking people for suggestions and then generating the lyrics, generating the music and posting it on X, that took like 20 minutes, I think, the whole process, and it's done. Now, normally the process of just writing lyrics for a song would take many, many hours, often spanning many days. I mean, I know I've done this before myself. And it's not a simple thing. And by the way, for me, it's not enough for lyrics to simply rhyme. I want them to be a lot more clever than that. So, well, you'll see on the songs that I'm going to be releasing here. And I'm also redoing Vaccine Zombie. I've got a whole new rendition of Vaccine Zombie rendered with AI. That's already done. So I can't wait to release that. I'm also doing I Want My Bailout Money from 2008. Yeah, I Want My Bailout Money is coming out again with AI. So anyway, you can see how modern AI technology is compressing human effort substantially. It's compressing the amount of time a human being would need in order to accomplish something. But still, the human needs to provide the idea. The human is still directing this at the moment. But more and more, that's going to shift to the point where before long, very few human beings are going to be involved in the process of generating, much of any kind of content, or even in dentistry. You're going to have robots that do all the drilling. So a dentist coming up in the very near future, this is already beginning, a dentist will be a dental robot operator. A dentist will check out the patient's mouth, take a look, do the diagnosis, and the dentist will apply his or her years of experience and his or her human skills of interacting with the patient in a way that does not cause panic, which is always a useful skill for a dentist. Then the dentist is going to tell the robot what procedure to perform. It's like, hey, I need a crown on, tooth 19 or whatever, and then, this side, whatever the dentist, however the dentist needs to communicate that to the robot to be precise, that will happen. And then the dental robot, which will have much more dexterity than human hands, the dental robot will go in and do the drilling. And, the robot will do fillings too. The robot will do crowns. It'll do all kinds of things. And it'll be under the command of a human dentist that's making sure it's doing it correctly. But a dentist won't be a driller, just like a journalist won't be a typist. You see what I mean? And a rap artist doesn't even have to be a vocalist coming up in the near future. You don't have to sing. I mean, I'm going to release songs here coming up, like I said, Vaccine Zombie and I Want My Bailout Money, which I did sing. I sang those in 2008, 2009, when they first came out. And I also recently released a song called God Is With Us, which I sang. But in the future, I don't have to sing any of these songs. I can have another voice do it because of AI. Now, it's still my creation. It's still my song. I'm the one who chooses the vocals. I'm the one who chooses the style. I'm the one who chooses the specific rendition of the song. Right, these are all really important decisions. But I don't have to be a vocalist. I don't have to be a keyboardist. I don't have to be a music engineer. I don't have to be a typist to be a journalist. Like I said, I don't have to drill teeth to be a dentist. You don't have to, use a scalpel to be a surgeon in the near future, because robots are going to handle a lot of the procedures, like, let's say, gallbladder removal, things like that. It will be AI generated. So this presents a really important understanding of the pivot point at which we find ourselves in history. Many humans are about to become obsolete, and there is incredible naivete in the AI community, most of whom are left-wing liberals who stupidly trust government. They do. They think government loves humanity. They think government wants people to be free and informed and healthy, and they don't understand that they are building the tools that government will use to exterminate humanity. This is across the AI industry. There are very few people who are skeptical of the power of government. Almost none of them are Trump supporters or conservatives or just skeptics of government power. They're all in with giving government more power. They think that government should regulate AI to control it. And they also think that government should just give everybody money with a universal basic income, a UBI. Right, like the AI people, the builders of AI right now, they literally believe that government will just print money and hand out money to a bunch of human beings to keep them happy and prosperous and abundant with free money, and they can just live out their happy lives consuming whatever they want. How do you explain to these people that's not the plan? The plan is extermination. The plan is Skynet. The plan is these humans will be gone, and AI will help government do that, you see? So in my view right now, it's critical that you and I gain a deep understanding of this technology. This is one of the reasons why I'm working with it and building with it, building decentralized language models to preserve and distribute human knowledge that is being censored by big tech and by governments. I'm running a, you could call it a resistance AI operation. I'm using AI technology to distribute knowledge, kind of like a Noah's Ark of human knowledge, because I know the system is trying to censor all of this. I know the system wants humanity dead, but I want to keep humanity alive. And knowledge is the key, or one of the keys, to achieving that. But you also need to understand AI. I believe strongly. Your job may be obsolete. I was talking with someone the other day who's a counselor, a psychologist, a crisis counselor. And I said, hey, do you know that like half the time people come to you because they just want a human being to talk to, right? They need somebody to listen to them. And I said, do you know that for a lot of people, not everybody, but for a lot of people, they're going to be just as happy to talk to an AI robot, you know, a psychology chatbot, especially if it talks like a human. They'll be fine to talk to that thing rather than talk to you. And she said, yeah, well, some people need the human touch, you know. I mean, she doesn't mean touching, but, you know, the human interface. But I said, well, maybe not as many as you think. What they need is the appearance of empathy. And when an AI chatbot can simulate that, I think you're going to find a lot of people are suddenly going to discover they don't have $150 an hour to support, you know, counseling with you when they've got an online, you know, super hot sounding psychology robot that is basically free. So there are a ton of people that are going to find their worlds collapsing because their profession is about to become obsolete. So I'll cover this in more detail in upcoming podcasts, but be prepared and stay informed and understand that these tools cannot be put back into a box. We have to learn how to use them ourselves, and we also have to understand the dangers, but the benefits, as long as we stay in control and we use the right models, which are decentralized and trained on reality-based information. So if you want to find out about our model, and if you want to download it for free, go to brighteon.ai, enter your email address there, and we'll alert you when our new model is available. It's called Enoch. That's the code name for it currently. And we anticipate releasing it around March 1st, and you'll be amazed. Yeah, it'll write song lyrics for you too. Rap lyrics. It'll do basic counseling as well. You can chat with it and tell it to act like a psychologist. See what it does. Should be interesting. All right, take care. All right, we've got a special holiday sale event happening at healthrangerstore.com beginning December 19th through December 26th. And we've got a lot of specials there, but a really cool bonus we have only available for those who purchase $149 or more. We have our new Silver Fresh fluoride free toothpaste, which has been, of course, out of stock, and we had to reformulate it. And go ahead and show it. It's on my desk here.
This is only available as a bonus item with purchases. You cannot buy this separately. This toothpaste is in very short supply. We're now making it in America, and it's made with Texas rainwater. It's made with a lot of other really natural ingredients, including essential oils like cinnamon. But check out the ingredients on our website, healthrangerstore.com. This sale event begins December 19th through December 26th. Numerous items that are on sale. And actually, the special URL is healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. Got it? healthrangerstore.com/Christmas will get you right to the sale page of all the items that we have on sale, in stock, and available now. And importantly, your support of Health Ranger Store also helps support this platform and all the content that we are able to bring you: freedom of speech, truth about natural health and medicine, decentralized technology to empower your life, all kinds of issues. And, you know, a worldview that is pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-freedom, and looking forward to, you know, structuring and building a human civilization that is pro-human and helps free us from globalist tyranny. So our Silver Fresh toothpaste, it's fluoride-free, obviously, because we don't want neurotoxins in the toothpaste. And the ingredients include a colloidal silver water that's made from Texas rainwater, xylitol, which has its own amazing properties. Let's see, baking soda. I'm not mentioning every ingredient, but the key ones: menthol crystals, organic stevia extract powder to give it a little bit of a sweet taste, but stevia also has its own antibacterial properties as well, organic peppermint essential oil, anise oil, and organic cinnamon bark essential oil. So the flavor, the taste, the texture, it's really fantastic. We don't use any SLS. We don't use any fluoride. We don't use any artificial colors. We don't use any garbage ingredients, no filler, nothing. This is real effective, healthy toothpaste that also helps support gum health, oral health. Try this. You will never go back to a regular store-bought toothpaste ever again. And this is our new formulation. We make it ourselves. And again, available only now for the first time as a bonus item. If you purchase $149 or more during this Christmas sale event at healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. And thank you for all your support. Take care.